Today's episode is sponsored by the new film, If, out in theaters on May 17th. From writer and director John Krasinski comes the story of Bee, a curious young girl with the power to see everyone's imaginary friends, or ifs, and her quest to reunite forgotten ifs with their kids. Audiences of all ages will know and love the cast, which includes the likes of Steve Carell, Maya Rudolph, and the late, great Louis Gossett Jr. After watching the trailer, I am so excited to see all the ways kids imagine their ifs. Celebrate the magic of imagination and take the whole family to the movies to see If, out in theaters on May 17th. Today's episode is sponsored by Greenlight. Did you know that 27 states don't require a personal finance course for students, even though teens score an average of 64% on the National Financial Literacy Test? Let's make a difference. Our friends at Million Bazillion and Greenlight are hitting the road, visiting schools to teach important lessons on financial literacy. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live and interactive. Million Bazillion Live is in partnership with Greenlight, the money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That's greenlight.com/million.
You're listening to Brains On, where we're serious about being curious.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm your host, Molly Bloom, and today our producer, Mark Sanchez, is joining me.
Hello, 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 Molly. Today we're going to tackle a question about sneezing.
Why does the heat of the sun provoke sneezing and not the heat of the fire?
Interesting question, right?
Right, but that wasn't from one of our listeners.
Nope, this question was asked over 2,300 years ago.
By Greek philosopher and scientist Aristotle.
Which leads us to Caitlin and Megan from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, I'm Caitlin and I'm 9 years old.
Hi, I'm Megan and I'm 7 years old.
Our question is, why does the sun make you sneeze?
Whenever I come out from the store, from school, and out to recess. If it's a sunny day and I happen to glance up at the sky, I sneeze.
We don't know why we sneeze when we look up at the sun.
They ask pretty much the same question as Aristotle.
2,300 years later. To find an answer, we turn to Dr. Louis Ptacek.
He's a neurologist and human geneticist.
Yeah, he studies the brain and the genes that make up all humans.
So why do we sneeze when we look at the sun?
The bottom line is that nobody knows.
2,300 years later, and still nobody knows.
But Dr. Ptacek has looked into the phenomenon. It's called photic sneeze reflex.
You know what reflexes are. When you touch a hot stove accidentally, even before we realize that it's hot, we've begun to draw our hand away. There are many reflexes in all animals, but certainly in us humans. And so people speculate that perhaps photic sneeze is an abnormal reflex where a stimulus like bright light somehow leads to activity in the part of the brainstem where the nerves are that cause the sneeze to be initiated.
Normally, sneezing is our body's way of getting an irritant out of our airways.
Let's say you breathe in some dust or mold.
Black pepper is always a good bet.
Take a big whiff of black pepper and it gets caught in the lining on the inside of your nose.
The mucosa.
Our bodies kick into action.
Pepper in the mucosa. Repeat, pepper in the mucosa.
First, the phrenic nerve sends a signal to the brain.
Pepper alert! Pepper alert! Hey, brain, we got a pepper emergency.
Don't worry, I got this. Diaphragm, contract.
The brain sends a message back down the phrenic nerve telling your diaphragm,
the muscle beneath your lungs,
to contract and expel air,
which we know as
a sneeze.
So photic sneeze reflex triggers a sneeze even when there's no irritant present. Dr. Ptacek has been studying photic sneeze reflex over the years. It turns out Caitlin and Megan have their parents to thank for this condition.
About 10% of the entire population has photic sneeze reflex. If someone doesn't and they hear about this, they say, wow, that sounds really funny. If you tell this story to someone who has photic sneeze reflex, they will often say, oh, really? Doesn't everybody do that? Because they do it and some of their family members do it. It doesn't seem to have any benefit as, you know, pulling our hand away from a hot stove would, but it occurs in a large number of people for reasons that are completely unclear.
So, we know that sneezing from the sun is probably genetic, but we still don't know why some people are wired to do this.
We'll get back to why Dr. Potocic thinks we should study photic sneeze reflex in just a minute.
Brains on.
Speaking of the sun, our friends at the public radio show Science Friday are celebrating the sun all throughout the month of May by sharing cool facts about it.
They're calling this party Explain the Sun. And guess what? You're invited.
All you have to do is learn something cool about the sun and share it.
You can do a video, you can draw a picture, you could sing lyrics about the sun over a Taylor Swift song.
The sun's a large sphere, 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 sphere.
When it's hot, it's gonna flare, 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 flare.
Shooting electrons and atoms and ions.
Solar flare, solar flare.
Or something like that.
Send your sun facts to us and we'll share some of our favorites next time.
To get your creativity flowing, here are some sun-splanations from Lisa Parker's fourth grade class at Harold C. Johnson Elementary in South Carolina.
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
I'm Shelby from York, South Carolina. Did you know the diameter of the sun is 864,938 miles? You can fit 109 Earths across the sun's diameter. That just means 109 Earths can fit across the sun.
Hi, I'm Colby from Rock Hill, South Carolina, and I'm 9 years old. Did you know when light from the sun is blocked by the moon, it causes a solar eclipse?
My name is Bailey, and I'm from York, South Carolina. I'm 10 years old. Did you know the temperature of the core? That's the inside of the sun. Can reach up to 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. That's 15 million degrees in Celsius.
Hey, Mark. Do you hear that?
Is that what I think it is?
It's time for the mystery sound. Here it is. Any guesses? Here's the answer.
I'm Madeline from Pendleton, Indiana, and I'm 8 years old.
I'm Jackson, and I'm 5 years old.
That is the sound of a golf ball going in the hole.
I like that sound because it reminds me of my family playing miniature golf.
Thanks to Madeline and Jackson for sending in that completely awesome mystery sound. Next time you're out and about mini-golfing.
Or soccering.
Or just exploring your neighborhood.
Keep your ears open for good mystery sounds.
They're everywhere. You can send them to us at brainson@minnesotapr.org.
You can also send us questions and high fives at that email address. Or find us on Twitter and Instagram at brains_on.
Speaking of high fives, it's time to unveil the latest group of Brains Honor Rollies.
Oh, yeah. You're the kids that keep the show going with your ideas, mystery sounds, drawings, and letters. So, without further ado, the Brains Honor Roll.
Sam from Los Angeles, Ava from Baltimore, Liam from Marrakesh, Morocco, Noah from Brookline, Massachusetts, Viola from Oakland, Constantine from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Radha from Atlanta, Eliza from Denver, Logan from Riverview, Florida, Ayana from Winnipeg, Corbin and Julian from Manhattan, Kansas, Arlo and Elon from Portland, Oregon, Ava from Pittsburgh, Kincaid from Minneapolis, Oren from Honeybrook, Pennsylvania, Carter from San Carlos, California, Andrew from Odenton, Maryland, Lucy and Natalie from Orlando, and Selah from Quincy, Massachusetts. Okay, back to sneezing.
We know that about 10% of people sneeze when exposed to bright light.
Like when you come out of a dark movie theater on a sunny day.
But there's nothing really wrong with an extra sneeze now and then, so there's not much interest in figuring out how to stop this.
But Dr. Potocic thinks that finding the genes that cause photic sneeze reflex could help in treating people with more serious problems.
In some percentage of patients with epilepsy, if some of those patients are exposed to a flashing strobe light, in some cases that can precipitate a seizure. Some of your listeners will have heard about this in Japan, where a particular video game and the flashing movements on the screen was causing some children in Japan to have seizures, for example. So there are many different reflex phenomena, some of which are problematic. I mean, having seizures obviously is a much more serious thing to happen than sneezing. But it is my thought that if we could understand what it is that causes photic sneeze reflex, that it might teach us something about some of these other reflex phenomena.
Some mice and a handful of people are known to have seizures when they hear a loud noise.
Dr. Potocic's lab has been able to isolate and clone the gene that causes these kind of seizures. And in doing that, they might be able to figure out a way to stop those seizures.
The same might be true for seizures brought on by strobe lights. And looking for a gene that causes photic sneeze reflex could be the first step.
To Caitlin and Megan.
And all the photic sneezers out there.
There's no known reason for why you sneeze when you see a bright light.
Maybe you can just think of it as being part of a special club. Kind of a sneeze club.
That's it for this episode of Brains On. If you have a minute, please rate us on iTunes. And if you're feeling extra inspired, leave a little review.
Of course, you can always get in touch with us on Instagram and Twitter. We're at brains_on.
And remember to keep sending in mystery sounds, ideas for future episodes, or comments about the show. brainson@minnesotapr.org. Thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.